ألم تر أنا أرسلنا الشياطين على الكافرين تؤزهم أزا.
Do you not see that we have sent devils upon the unbelievers who greatly incite them to oppose the truth?
فلا تعجل عليهم إنما نعد لهم عدا.
Therefore, do not hasten in seeking a scourge against them. We are counting their days. Therefore, do not hasten in seeking a scourge against them. We are counting their days.
The Muslims were asked not to get impatient at the excesses the unbelievers committed. For the time for them to be struck by God's punishment had drawn near, they had gone just too far, exceeding all limits. The term granted to them by God was all but over, and one only had to wait a little while before they would be seized by God's scourge.
يَوْمَ نَحْشُرُ الْمُتَّقِينَ إِلَى الرَّحْمَنِ وَفْدًا.
The day shall soon come when we shall bring together the God-fearing to the most compassionate Lord as honored guests.
وَنَسُوقُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ إِلَى جَهَنَّمَ وِرْدًا.
And we shall drive the guilty ones to hell as thirsty animals.
لا يملكون الشفاعة إلا من اتخذ عند الرحمن عهدا.
On that day, none will have the power to intercede for them, except those who received a sanction from the most compassionate Lord. On that day, none will have the power to intercede for them, except those who received a sanction from the most compassionate Lord.
The verse seems to suggest two things regarding intercession. Firstly, it will be possible only to intercede for those in whose favor God allows intercession. Secondly, intercession will only be made by those whom God permits to do so. Such are the words of the verse that they seem to embrace both elements. The one who conforms to the first statement is one who has faith and lives a good life in devotion to God, one who is deserving of God's pardon and forgiveness. As for the second statement, it means that God will let it be known who may intervene, and it is only they, no one else, who will be able to intercede. This should dispel the illusions of those who look with great hope at some people, feeling sure that they will intercede on their behalf. What will actually happen is that no one except those whom God permits to intercede will be able to utter even a single word in His presence.
They claim, "The most compassionate Lord has taken a son to Himself."
لقد جئتم شيئا إدا.
Surely, you have made a monstrous statement.
تكاد السماوات يتفطرن منه وتنشق الأرض وتخر الجبال هدا.
It is such a monstrosity that heavens might well nigh burst forth at it, the earth might be cleaved, and the mountains fall. At their ascribing a son to the most compassionate Lord. It does not behove the most compassionate Lord that he should take a son.
كل من في السماوات والأرض إلا آتي الرحمن عبدا.
There is no one in the heavens and the earth, but he shall come to the most compassionate Lord as his servant.
لقد أحصاهم وعدهم عدا.
Verily, he encompasses them and has counted them all.
وَكُلُّهُمْ آتِيهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَرْدًا.
On the day of resurrection, each one of these will come to him singly.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ وُدًّا.
Indeed, the most compassionate Lord will soon create enduring love for those who believe and do righteous works.
Indeed, the most compassionate Lord will soon create enduring love for those who believe and do righteous works.
The believers throughout Mecca were at that time subjected to the most abject humiliation. Here, they are being told that that situation will not endure. Soon, they will become God's favorites, the heroes of all mankind, on account of their moral excellence. People will involuntarily be attracted to them. People will simply adore them, bowing to them in respect. As for their opponents, they are doomed with ignominy. Leadership which rests on sin and transgression, on arrogance and trickery, can never win the hearts of people. The most that it can do is force them into outward obedience. Conversely, those who invite people to the right way and are themselves invested with honesty, veracity, sincerity, and good morals are bound to win over hearts in the end, even if they provoke revulsion at the outset. It is simply impossible for those who lack honesty and sincerity to impede their path for long.
فَإِنَّمَا يَسَّرْنَاهُ بِلِسَانِكَ لِتُبَشِّرَ بِهِ الْمُتَّقِينَ وَتُنذِرَ بِهِ قَوْمًا لُدَّا.
Therefore, we have revealed the Quran in your tongue and made it easy to understand, that you may give glad tidings to the God-fearing and warn a contentious people.
وَكَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا قَبْلَهُمْ مِنْ قَرْنٍ هَلْ تُحِسُّ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَوْ تَسْمَعُ لَهُمْ رِكْزًا.
How numerous are the peoples that we destroyed before them? Do you perceive any one of them, or hear even a whisper of them?